Welcome to The Dish About Kish.
I'm Elia Gladstone.
And I'm Zoe Katz.
And we are your hosts today. Today we are joined by a very special guest,
Josh Edelglass. Let's not waste any more time and get right into today's show. Hey Josh, how are you today?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm good too. Thank you so much for coming to join us on the show today. It's a pleasure having you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So our first question is, why is Kish special to like Second Session?
Well, we really see Kish Rodia as one of the highlights of the camp program. And in fact, one of the original ideas for Kish Rodia, well, the number one idea was we wanted high-level programming at camp. And in everything that we do, we're always trying to elevate what we do and have it be as high level and as sophisticated as we can. Even in the regular chugim, I talk to parents and staff all the time about, like, you know, if you sign up for an Omanut chug, it's not going to be just like whatever glue and popsicle sticks, but it's like there's going to be real stuff. Even beyond that, we were looking for something that would be extra special and a real concentrated, intense experience. And then in Machzor Sheni, we were looking for something else. So, you know, we started this program back in, I think it was 2007, and we were just looking for other ways to make Machzor Sheni special. At the time, Machzor Rishon was a lot bigger than Machzor Sheni, and we were just looking for something cool that would make Machzor Sheni exciting and special and have kids want to be there. Also, as kids grow up on Sadbet and more kids are staying for the full summer, we also really thought, you know, it's nice like around week six for the full summer Chanichon and Chanichim to really sort of just have an extra infusion of excitement and fun.
As I'm sure you've heard of the six-week slump.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, does that like protect against that? Having that fun thing that you can like hang out with friends
and, yeah,
like,
for sure,
that you really want to do, because like this is like Kish is like, I was so excited like the whole summer when I heard about it. I was like, oh my god, I'm so excited to do that. So,
well, I'm happy to hear you say that, because that's definitely the goal. Yes, absolutely. It's very intentional that Kish and I is almost always the week six. The only time we're not able to do it week six, sometimes we have to bump it to week seven, because it always depends on where Tisha B'Av falls, and particularly when we're doing cooking stuff. If we got Tisha B'Av right smack in the middle of Kishrenia, yeah, that wouldn't be so good. It wouldn't definitely be so good for any sports or anything.
Now, like, the cooking crew can't really make any meat, like, people that are doing that.
That's okay. True. And it's in the 9 days, that's an extra wrinkle. But I was actually just in there. They're making incredible stuff. But so, right, as hard as it is during the 9 days, if it was on the fast day, that would sort of bump it into impossible territory.
That would be really hard. But, I have a couple friends in cooking crew, and they were telling me, like,
I've heard about
really
how amazing
food.
Their food is.
Yeah, the food's apparently, like, really good.
Sean and Jackie are pretty good chefs.
Yeah.
Anyways, for our next question is, when was Kish started?
I'm pretty sure that the first summer we ran Kish Rodia was 2007.
Wow.
So we've been doing it for a while now.
So it's really become a thing here.
Yeah, definitely. It's become, like, a big thing.
It's very satisfying and gratifying to see what was, at the time, a totally just almost pie-in-the-sky idea of, like, it's hard enough just bringing in one or two special programs. So they have saying, okay, we're going to bring in like 10, 11, 12 special programs all simultaneously on top of each other, and to try to do that and still run everything else that we're running for all the other Edot and camp, all the regular chugim and limud and schia and everything else, and try to do all that at once was a very ambitious idea.
It's
so it's cool to me that it's really now established.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Like, really impressive that, like, you were able, like, the, like, camp was able to bring in so many different people, different specialists for so many different things that were able to come and, like, teach all of these intense, like,
programs.
Yeah. So our third question is there a reason for Kish only being a B-side only event?
Yes. I mean, if I could just snap my fingers, I would love to do it for Tzad Aleph too. And we've actually talked about trying to do it for Tzad Aleph. We do try to make a point that during the Kish Rodia week, we run a few special Kish Rodia events for Tzad Aleph. So like just yesterday, the basketball coaches came over to Tzad Aleph during Menucha. The Frisbee coaches were on Tzad Aleph during Menucha. Our known Shor and I were doing a Talking Comics session with kids during Menucha. So we do try to connect the Tzad Aleph kids with Kish Rodia as well. Part of it is a logistical thing that it's just, you know, we keep our Kish Rodia specialists pretty busy all day running programming for Tzad Bet. we would almost need double the amount to do it for Tzad Aleph at the same time, and that would be more than we could do.
Yeah, we'd need like 2 weeks.
Right, and then the logistics of, it's hard, you know, getting these specialists here for, who are amazing, talented specialists who are all very busy, for just a couple days of one Kishonia block, or even there's a lot who are able to stay for the full week, you know, that's a pretty big ask, somebody to get people to come for the full week. And we had talked about, well, could we do like a separate Tzad Aleph Kishroniyah week and a Tzad Bet Kishroniyah week? That just seemed not feasible.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after talking about it, I also like, to me, I mean, I love Tzad Aleph. You're not going to find somebody who loves Tzad Aleph more than I am, than I do. We do a lot of special programming for Tzad Aleph. I also think it's cool for kids to be able to grow up at camp, and that it's not exactly the same program that we run year after year, that we know, oh, when I get to Tzad Bet, there's some really cool things that are waiting for me, like the routines, you know, like Kishroniyah. And I think that that's not a bad thing. I think that's actually really a good thing.
Yeah, I definitely also like thinking about, like, you don't want to put an 8-year-old and teach them how to make a podcast, like, or like,
well, you could, but it would be different, right?
It
would be a different type of program. I mean, I think like somebody like Micah, I'm sure, could do awesome programming for Tzad Aleph.
Yeah,
and again,
obviously,
if I could just snap my fingers and have Micah here for a week or 2 weeks, like, I'd be delighted to do. But, you know, we're just, that we're able to have Micah here for 2 days is very big for us and very exciting for us.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool to bank specials like Micah for, you know, for you all the Tzad Bet.
Thinking like also it would be different to like teaching younger kids, like
for going to B-side to like teaching really young kids how to do like special things.
That's true. Although again, I think that, you know, one could do incredible stuff on Tzad Aleph. And, you know, when you have high level specials like this, you know, like just take the basketball coaches, for example, like, you know, they're running an intensive program for the Tzad Bet kids, but they were able to do incredible stuff just in an hour with the Tzad Aleph kids. You know, they're experienced enough and talented enough to be able to know how, okay, I'm going to adjust my program this way and that way to be great for 8 or 9 year olds as opposed to for the teenagers.
Yeah, obviously. That makes like a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, what kish would you do if you had a choice? Like if you were
could,
a camper.
Yeah, if you were a camper and you could choose a kish to do.
Somebody was asking me that the other day. As a camper, I think I might have done, I mean, Frisbee would have been very exciting to me. The mural group, I think, would have been very exciting to me. Steampunk would have been exciting. Right now, today, if I could just drop anything and do whatever I wanted, I would love to do pickleball. I love pickleball. I discovered pickleball during the pandemic. And if I could just play pickleball for the rest of the day today, I would be very happy.
Yeah.
I've played pickleball before. It's pretty fun.
It's fun. I really love it.
I gotta admit, I don't know how to play pickleball.
It's kind of like ping pong, but like giant.
It's like ping pong, but you're standing on the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. It's very fun.
It's very fun.
I've got to play it.
It's very fast paced because the court is not so big and the ball moves. It's almost like a wiffle ball, moves very fast.
Yeah, it's kind of like tennis and ping pong put together.
Right.
And I know that you can play tennis.
I love tennis too, but pickleball might be rising in my estimation, even above tennis.
Well, I guess I just gotta play at some point then.
Yeah. You should. It's fun.
You should. I played it in gym class at school because that's apparently part of the curriculum.
If the pickleball coaches have their way, it will continue to spread across the country.
I have one more question for you, and it's not really kish related, but
I'd say it's important.
We'd say it's important. I wanted to know, what is your opinion on putting slides on the bunk beds?
Putting slides on the bunk bed? Like a slide, like you could just slide off?
You have a ladder on one side, a slide on the other.
Like chutes and ladders.
Yeah, like in the morning, like I just don't like getting, like climbing down a ladder. Like my body hurts in the morning.
It makes
like,
it I'm, easier.
Like, I'm yeah, all for just, it.
Okay.
I'm all for it. And then it could be like a spring system where you just press a button and your mattress sort of tilts you just right into the slide.
That's genius.
Right,
actually genius.
It feels like a sort of Wallace and Gromit situation.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really enjoyed having you here. It was really amazing to talk to you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for asking these great questions.
Thanks for coming on the show.
See you next time on the Dish About Kish.